money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
A big acquisition in the entertainment industry. Comcast, through its property NBC Universal, has acquired DreamWorks Animation for about $3.8 billion. This is sending the price of DreamWorks shares up 24%. We're talking with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle. Welcome back to the program, Tom.
Great to be here, guys.
Does this purchase make sense?
Yeah, I think so. It's a great fit, really, for Comcast in a lot of ways. You know, DreamWorks has struggled a little bit in recent years. It's had some layoffs. They've had a plant closing up in California, and CEO Jeffrey Katzenberg has been looking for a buyer for about 3 years on this thing. They've had Hasbro take a look at him, which wasn't a great fit. But, you know, this big consolidation move in the distribution and content creation world, I think, makes a lot of sense when it comes to Comcast, since they're going to be able to leverage this studio, put it together with their existing animation studio, Illumination, and hopefully be able to compete with Disney to become another animation powerhouse and to take some of these properties and keep leveraging them across other platforms.
Is Disney the major competitor?
Yeah, I think so. You know, Disney's really kind of done this right when they acquired Pixar and Marvel and Lucasfilms, and it's leveraging all of that content across multiple platforms and has had a lot of success, you know, with this stable of content creating divisions they've got. They've been able to take a lot of those properties and turn them into in-store merchandising, which is something Comcast wants to get into. Been very aggressive about making some of those properties themes at theme parks and attractions, which is something else that NBC Universal wants to get done, particularly as they build in China with franchises that DreamWorks brings to the table, like Kung Fu Panda, for instance. So there's a lot of synergy there, and that's what the CEO of Comcast, Steve Burke, is talking about there. You know, we all love that word, synergies, but I think it's valid in this case.
Comcast already has a lot of content, but does this just sort of emphasize the change to where content is king over maybe the distribution system? Maybe that's not as important anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if you can say that it's an and world. You know, it's distribution or content. I think we have to live in an and world where you've got distribution and content. You're more vertically integrated. You're able to pick from a broad palette of properties and franchises and leverage them, be it on an over-the-top play or at the movie theater or at a theme park or in the store or on your laptop. I think having all those capabilities under one roof and having that vertical integration is really what it is that some of these major conglomerates are trying to do as this consolidation move continues.
And does it make sense for companies like Comcast to own some of the content that they're distributing? And you're not having to pay other people for the content.
Yeah, exactly. And you have a little more control over the budgeting process and a little more control over how you platoon teams within these studios. You know, if you have a couple of animation properties within your group, you can make assignments and make sure that you're not getting redundancies and there's not a lot of excess capacity out there in the industry looking for a home. And that's one of the things that you saw with DreamWorks, for instance. You know, when you do things on spec and you try to find a home for a property, and of course you do a lot of things, you know, with agreements in place, but I think this cleans it up a little bit and allows some of these conglomerates to be the master of their own domains a little bit, if you will, when it comes to content and distribution.
Tom, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions, newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle.